In the 1960s, Dr. Frances Kelsey in the Food and Drug Administration made herself immensely unpopular with the pharmaceutical industry by refusing to license a new German drug called thalidomide.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Thalidomide was supposed to be an ideal drug for treating symptoms of nausea and insomnia in pregnant women. Widely used in other countries, it was found to cause severe birth defects in more than 8,000 children. Maybe you remember the pictures of babies without arms and legs. America was spared this grim experience by a regulatory agency doing its job. Today, the FDA, protecting us from harmful drugs, doesn't seem to be half as effective as the FCC, protecting us from dirty pictures. In the past 3 years, only three drugs were taken off the market. One of them withdrawn only 2 months ago, the arthritis drug Vioxx. It was taken off the market voluntarily without FDA involvement. Withdrawal of drugs has been steadily decreasing under an administration dedicated to deregulation. Meanwhile, the Federal Communications Commission has been very busy regulating. The big event came last February when the FCC ordered $500,000 fine to be paid by CBS for showing Janet Jackson's breast during the Super Bowl halftime show. The FCC also proposed a fine of $495,000 to be levied on Clear Channel Communications for sexually explicit material on the Howard Stern show. Dozens of ABC affiliates, fearing retribution at the hands of the FCC, declined to show the prize-winning motion picture Saving Private Ryan, which has a lot of strong language. All this takes me back to the 1950s when the word pregnant was excised from the popular I Love Lucy sitcom for fear that the word pregnant was sexually suggestive. How much better things would be if they regulated drugs more and words and pictures less. This is Daniel Shore.